Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another Super Rugby podcast with your hosts, Damien Warren and
Toby Harris.
Toby. No rugby this weekend. I have scoured the planet, and there has been one or two games.
Right, okay.
Noticeably, Hong Kong got beaten by Tonga.
Yes, they did, which Tonga have now qualified for the Rugby World Cup.
They have. And all those superstars coming back. It's going to be very interesting.
But we'll get into that.
We will.
We'll get into that.
What
was the other game?
That's about it. So very, very quiet on the rugby front. But what have you been up to? That you played golf on the weekend, didn't you? Didn't you lose to me at golf? Yeah, that's right.
I did.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Was that Friday? It was Friday.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? I played cricket on Sunday.
Yeah, you get six sixes and an over.
Six sixes and over.
Well, what did you end up getting? 37?
I retired on 50.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good on you, mate. Yeah. You're in a rich vein of form, aren't you?
Yeah.
You are. Luke got a massive smile on your face. You're loving your cricket at the moment. Right, over to our messages from our supporters.
Yes, sir. E. Richards. So, Eric.
Yeah.
Hello, gentlemen. I love that. Very sort of posh gentleman. Anyway, Eric goes on to say, great job on the cast. I always look forward to the next one. Regarding your idea of commentating a game, I think it would be gold. Please consider this. Who knows? it might make 10 million views. Yeah.
Whatever. Bots included.
Yeah.
That definitely will be included.
My question is, how much would you charge Patreon subscribers to see Toby twerk in Speedos? You might make a pound, euro, dollar or two. Cheers. Now,
I actually think you'd do it for free.
I'm just really pleased he knows I can twerk.
This question alone gets Toby on the podium. I love it. This is Rory next. So Rory can confirm he is Irish.
Right,
and
okay.
He's apparently a very happy Irishman.
See? I don't know any other.
Do you? Have you ever met an Irishman that's a shame to be Irish?
Well, I think he's going on to say...
Come on, mate. He couldn't be proud of the lads. Yeah, I couldn't be proud of them either. Impressed by Andy Farrell, who's English.
Definitely.
Took a huge squad down. He did, yeah. Quite a few were Kiwis. Not bitter at all there, Rory, am I? Not bitter at all. Listen, all I've got to say is you're absolutely right. This shows, and I think he goes on to say he's got the good squad. The Māori game came back really strongly. So very, very good. And
he's got a couple of questions there,
he
actually.
He does. Do you want to read them out?
Given how the series went between Ireland, New Zealand, and Australia, England, is Super Rugby as good a league as we all thought it was? I do say this as a huge Super Rugby and All Blacks fan ever since I was a young boy. And the loss of the South African side to the URC.
United Rugby Championship. Yeah.
So what do we think? Is it as good as we sort of... Because we do big it up on this podcast as Kiwis.
And as the Super Rugby podcast, yeah, but, we'd be a little bit
no,
bad.
But we
yeah.
don't...
Yeah,
we,
yeah,
we
yeah,
don't,
yeah. We speak of the truth. We yes. speak of the truth. Is it as good as it was? Potentially. I think that... And we blame COVID for a lot around the world.
We do blame COVID for a lot.
But the level of rugby that the Southern Hemisphere have had compared to the Northern Hemisphere has been far less intense. You know, the Six Nations every year
yep.
hasn't really been affected.
No.
I think that's made a big difference. I think just the amount of coaching that's gone overseas, the New Zealand coaches, the Australian coaches, sharing that IP. I think that it's still a good competition. I'd really like to see this United Rugby Championship Cup go ahead, which I think is going to go ahead in 2024 by all accounts. And then we would really know. But the Crusaders, the Blues, I think they'd do pretty well against Saracens and Leicester and Leinster. So it'd be very, very interesting. Yeah, I do think it's a great competition. I think it's just so different. And that's the problem is it... Northern Hemisphere rugby is more like test match rugby.
Yes.
Whereas Super Rugby
is fling it and ying it kind of rugby.
Yeah, it doesn't really, as it currently stands with the coaching that's going on, it isn't cutting it at test match level.
No.
And that's the difference. So it's a great league.
Well, we can see that, can't we?
Yeah.
Proof was in the pudding, really.
Proof is definitely in the pudding.
And then lastly, his last question was, who would you rather replace... Fozzie, Gatlin, Schmidt, or Robinson?
For me, it has to be Robinson because I just think if you're going to roll the dice, you need to roll the dice. I think you know what you're going to get with Gatlin. You know what you're going to get with Schmidt. But I would say that both of those people are very process-driven.
Yep.
And I would say that Scotty Robinson... hands more over to the players and makes them more accountable. And I think that's what they need at the moment. What I would say, going back to the question though, is you've got to remember that England and Ireland are two fantastic teams
yeah,
at the moment as well. And,
yeah. You
know, New Zealand, as we saw, still mixed it with Ireland. Australia definitely...
Mixed it with England.
Mixed it with England. So I don't think we should get too sort of... down by the level of rugby that's happening in New Zealand and Australia. But I do think it's a bit of an issue that South Africa have gone, which we're going to talk about a little bit later.
Yeah.
But great questions. So definitely Robinson. What about you?
Yeah, I agree, Robinson.
Do you think
he's got the X factor.
Do you think he'd get it though? Because you picked it. Fozzie didn't get sacked.
I did pick it.
Yeah, I did pick it that his backroom staff would get sacked.
Yes, and Schmidt would come in.
And Schmidt would come in. So my take on it would be, I think, if anyone's going to take over, it'll be Schmidt at the moment.
Yes, I agree.
So if they don't win in South Africa, I could imagine Schmidt taking over.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think if they get blown off the park twice, then I think that the NZRFU just wouldn't have any option.
They wouldn't have an option.
No.
But also Schmidt has got, or Fozzie has bought in, Robinson's background staff.
Yes.
Is that a good segue for then Robinson to step into that role? With maybe Schmidt as director of rugby?
Yeah, I mean, I think that basically Joe Schmidt has come in to be a bit of a sounding board for Fozzie.
Because Fozzie's taken on the backs, hasn't he? We'll get into that. Anyway.
Yeah.
Next one.
Yeah.
You go. Oh, it's a Razzler Dazzler essay.
It's a Razzler the Dazzler essay. Basically, Razzler's saying, listen, it's all right. It's not that bad. New Zealand is still going to go forward, but he's really, really cross.
Does Razzler Dazzler have a job?
He does.
Does he go to
He's
work?
He's a professional email writer.
Does he go to work to write emails to us?
I would say this is a lull in Razzle Dazzle's working day at the moment. But he's got really cross. And the reason why he's got cross, because basically said, look, for those that don't know, Fozzie's kept the job, but he's binned off Plumtree.
Yep. And Dumtree, you mean?
Dumtree. And he's gone in Jace Ryan from the Crusaders to take his place. He's also binned off Brad Moore. And he's not replacing Brad Moore with anyone. Financial constraints is what I'm thinking.
Well, Brad Moore, he's stepping into Brad Moore's shoes. That's what I mean with the whole backs.
Yeah.
He's taking on the backs as the interim coach.
Now, my worry there is, you know, we're going to get back to what Razzle Dazzle is saying.
No X factors in the back line.
He was in charge of the backs before he became head coach, and it was a car crash.
Yep.
So anyway, so going back, he's really not happy because a lot of the pressure has then fallen on other people's shoulders. And Sam Kane, as it currently stands, he is still the captain, but people are looking to blame Sam Kane. So my take on this is, my question to you from what Razzle Dazzle is saying, is do you feel it's fair that John Plumtree, Brad Moore, and what seemingly like Sam Kane are taking the pressure of what's happened with the All Blacks?
Do you know who I think will get the most pressure? Will be Schmidt. Schmidt and Sam Kane.
Why? Why Schmidt?
Because he's come in.
But he hasn't come in yet. He's a non-travelling. He's not travelling with the team.
He's still come in.
He's selection and he's tactics.
He's still come in. If our tactics aren't right.
Yeah, but it's not. He's just advising Fozzie.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're probably right. The problem is people don't really know, do they?
No.
And when they don't know, they think, oh, we haven't seen anything different.
Exactly.
You know, what's Schmidt all about?
Yeah.
Do you think it's fair?
No. Of course it's not.
Who? What needs to happen? What needed to happen?
Probably the whole coaching staff needed to go.
Yeah.
New Zealand needed to pull out of the rugby championship. No, but in all seriousness, they probably needed to all go, or after the rugby championship, then they went, depending on the success or the failure of the All Blacks.
So you would have kept them. You would have done one or two things.
I would have given them an ultimatum.
Yeah.
Either bin them all off, or said to them, "Look, this is you've either got to win it, or you've got to get second just."
It's only out of three, basically. Oh, it's out of four, isn't it, I suppose? Yeah. But
you've got to win it.
You've got to win it.
Otherwise, you're no longer the coaches or coaching staff of the All Blacks.
Very interesting. He's put out here, these are the head coach candidates. He's got Joe Schmidt, which we've said. Wayne Smith, don't think that'll happen.
No.
Wayne Smith is a fantastic coach. Yeah. Well, he's coaching the women's. He's coaching the women's team, isn't he?
Oh, he is.
Yeah. Warren Gatland, I think Razzle Dazzle is a big fan of Warren Gatland. He's a Chiefs man, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think he's a safe pair of hands, Warren Gatland. And I think Warren Gatland, if given 4 years, could do a great job. Don't think he could do a great job in a year.
No, I agree.
And then there's Scotty Robinson, which we've spoken about. Now, we've also got another little email from the Razzle Dazzle.
Little email.
Which, yes, very small. Very, very small. In fact, it's pretty much one line. It's a great idea. Could you introduce breaking news as brought to you by our Patreon members?
Oh.
Since Super XV seems like they've dumped you.
Oh.
That's a bit harsh, Razzler. They've just forgotten about us.
It was like a relationship where you've been talking for a year, you've been seeing each other, and then
radio silence.
And then nothing.
A little bit like when you text me.
That's a shock.
Toby texted me. We said, oh, we're meeting up for the body. Yep, all good. And then he went, do you fancy playing golf? And nothing, did I? Gave you nothing till this morning when I checked my phone. Oh, I missed that one. Radio silence.
You're going to have to sharpen up with your new role in September, mate.
Oh, yes, I am. I am. So there you go. We don't have any Super Brew, but you do have an announcement to make about the Rugby Championship.
Yes.
You've done that, haven't you?
I have. So make sure you sign up on Super Brew for the Rugby Championship.
Which will be better because it's longer.
Which will more be better. Games. More games, longer.
And we will have another trophy for this one.
So, yes, I had a message from Ben.
Yes.
Winter Milan.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to give it to him, mate. He's been angry at you.
Yeah, well, I need the bloody... hang on, I've sworn there. I need the address. Has he given you his address?
No. You need to give it... You need to give your address, Winter Milan.
Correct. How can I send it to you if I don't know your address?
So, we've got 23 people.
Brilliant.
And you're not on there.
I'm not yet. I'll be 24 in a minute.
I'm really disappointed.
Well, get used to it.
It's I already am used to it. It's good to see some people back. Jaybird 007, he's in there. Weslow, Ben Zeelan.
We got the old
Mud Sharks. Scrum
have we got
Doctor.
Mother's Milk on there? No. Mother's Milk 7.
Mother's Milk's not on there.
What about
Paul? That's original. The log, though. The log's
in
there.
The log's on there.
Good
love
to
it.
See Jed. Excellent stuff. So make sure, Big Ash.
Yeah. Coley the Poley,
sure.
Is he on there yet?
No.
Oh.
Way Out West is, though.
Well, Way Out West. Now, I think Coley the Poley bet me on the last comp. So what I'm going to say, I'm going to throw...
The log probably did as well,
I'm going to throw down the gauntlet.
Ooh.
I'm going to throw down the gauntlet. I'm going to say, Coley the Poley, if you beat me... On the next one.
Coley the Poley's not on here.
Yeah, but if he will, he will come in. Better late than never. I know Coley the Poley well. I don't, actually. If you beat me, I will do you a special trophy.
Wow.
I'll do you, Coley the Poley. And maybe, yeah, no, I can't be promising everyone special trophies. Coley the Poley, I'll do you a special trophy if you can beat me. So there you go.
That's huge. That's really not fair on the rest of us.
Yeah, I know, but... I've got something going there. Right, okay, it's time for...
Breaking news.
Kindly supported by our Patreon members.
Yes.
Thank you very much. We had another victim the other day.
We did.
Thank you very much.
Now we have one. But also, just to talk about another potential sponsor is AG1.
Yeah.
Athletic Greens.
Athletic Greens, yes. Mm. You're still looking good, actually. I think you've lost some weight. You put on some muscle. You look more vibrant. You seem better. I think it's doing a lot for you.
Hormones are very stable at the moment.
Very stable, which is unlike you. Okay, mate, your first story.
Do you want me to go first?
Yes, please.
Okay, well, I need to find it again. Now, England's bid for Rugby World Cup glory in England next year is about to become tougher.
This is the women's game.
No. Next year, men's. Why would it be the women's?
Do you mean in France?
Yes.
You said in England.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
Oh. Well, there you go. England and France next year because Samoa, which is in their pool. Who else is in their pool? Oh, the last one. Japan, Argentina are actually looking pretty good.
Yeah.
Samoa and now Chile. So Chile is the last one to slot into that spot for their pool. But the reason why it's going to get hard is because Samoa have picked up Lima Sopoanga and Stephen Luatua.
Like that.
Yes. To strengthen their squad.
Now, I think Maha Nonu.
Maha. So Maha.
I think he's going to play.
Do you think he's going to play?
I think he's going to play.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I really, really hope you are right.
I think he'll play, and I'm going to say this to you right now. If he plays, I'm supporting. They're my second team.
They're your second
they're
team.
They're my second team.
In that pool after England?
No.
Because you told me that you... think that you are more English than New Zealand the other day, which I was horrified at.
That was a joke. That was a joke. I was just saying that I'm now becoming more English, right? That's what I was saying, because I was thinking about the weather.
Hate that. Awful behaviour from you. Anyway, so that'll be...
Because they look good, Samoa.
Samoa
beat,
look good.
Beat Aussie, eh?
Yep, they beat Fiji.
Yeah. Well, they won the Pacific Nations Championship.
They did.
So, very
they
good.
They did. Yeah, so Sopwanga has played Highlanders, Wasps, Leon, and then Luatua's Bristol, isn't he?
Now, I've got something else to add to that story. La Mape. All right. La Mape, from all accounts, the one article I've read on it, could be coming back to New Zealand. He may have already signed for the Turbos. And
where have you heard this from?
A very reliable source called the internet. And
called Google.
I reckon if he doesn't make the All Blacks, he'll go and play for Samoa. So the World Cup, that's it for him. He's either gonna go for glory, World Cup glory, right? Or he'll go Samoan World Cup glory.
Jeepers. And I tell you what, I know that England will easily beat them, but...
I don't think they will easily beat them.
Yeah, they will.
Okay.
But Ooh. Do you remember 2003 Rugby World Cup, Samoa, England? Samoa should have actually won that game.
I can remember many a good Samoan. I remember when Frank Barnes was playing for Samoa and they made the quarterfinals of the World Cup.
Really?
Yeah, that was in England or something, Ireland or whatever. It was really good. Need to go back and watch it, mate. England winger was playing for them as well. Yeah.
What a player.
Lamb. Remember Lamb, big hits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeepers. Anyway, yeah, so that's a tough old pool, actually, because Argentina could trip up there.
Oh, Argentina could trip up other people, though, as well.
But Japan could trip up, which they have done.
Yeah.
Samoa have the... They could then... Because I remember Tonga beating
France,
2011 World Cup. So it can happen.
That can happen.
You know, so it'll be interesting.
Mate, my first story is, doesn't belong in rugby. Fans rank the five most disliked rugby players in the world.
Ooh.
These are Welsh fans.
Okay.
No, they can't be Welsh fans.
No, they can't be Welsh
fans. They can't be Welsh fans. Fans around the world.
Okay.
Okay. In fifth position.
Yeah.
Owen Farrell.
So they're... Okay, so five is the worst.
No.
But how can they pick Farrell at five?
I know.
He's such a nice guy.
He should be way higher up.
Yeah.
Way higher up.
But apparently...
Number one. Anyway, moving on.
Yep.
Do you feel the suspense building in our listeners' ears?
Yep.
Peter Omani. Now, I have to say, I quite like Peter Omani. I like him. He is an absolute dirtbag.
He is
a
dirtbag.
But he's a good dirtbag. He's one of those dirtbags where you love playing with him.
Yes.
You hate you playing against him.
You want him in your team.
You do.
Yeah. But Peter, do you want Owen Farrell in your team?
No.
No. Would you want to play with him?
I wouldn't even want to see him.
No. I wouldn't even shake his hand. He'd walk past me and go, oh, who was that? Looks like a piece of work.
No, I'd just say, hey, oh, that smells like a bad attitude.
Get away.
Nah, I heard he's a real good bloke.
Wouldn't even spit at him.
Real good guy. Third position. And I don't know about this one. It's Beth.
Yeah.
I think he's all right.
I think he's a bit of a Peter Omani. You want him on your team.
I think he's a nicer version of Peter Omani.
But you wouldn't want to play against him.
He's a big unit, isn't he?
Buckis Botta.
Now, I really don't get this one because I'm a big fan of Dan Bigger.
But these ones are first equal.
No, they're not. I just the... Just the computer said equal. No, they're not. Dan Bigger's second. And he's a lovely guy. And I genuinely know he's a lovely guy.
Really?
Yeah, lovely guy. Terrible on the field, but lovely guy.
He is terrible, isn't he?
But first, and we can't really argue.
No, we can't.
The most hated rugby player in the world, as it currently stands, Toby Harris.
Oh.
Israel Folau.
Yeah.
or Falawa, as like we like to say. Yeah, and I don't know why. I don't have a clue why. No, so, nothing's been in the news.
Quickly moving on. So as we earlier discussed about the background staff leaving the All Blacks.
Yes.
Or not leaving, but being pushed out.
Yeah.
The people that have been brought in is Schmidt, obviously.
Yeah.
We've also got Jason Ryan.
Yeah.
Which is part of Scott Robinson's backup team.
Yeah.
Now, he has been brought in for forwards over Dumtree. And then, as I said, Fozzie is going to be overseeing the backs as on an interim. Whether that's good or whether that's bad.
No, it's bad.
It's bad. It's real bad. It's bad. But yeah, so Schmidt's coming in, like you said, sort of as a selector and a sort of overall strategy attack play that's assisting Fozzie. So I hope that he's got more of a backbone to say, actually, that's rubbish. You should be doing this.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to go over old ground.
No.
This seems like the All Blacks sort of help podcast. But yeah, like
those are the people coming in.
The problem is not the forwards. It's the strategy and attack.
Our lineout's not great.
But it's the strategy. It's not the actual skills. It's the strategy is the problem.
And our skills hasn't been great either.
No, but that's more because of the strategy is poor. So, there you go. All right, my next story, and it's a good one. Eddie Jones. There's been rumours that Eddie Jones, after the World Cup, will be becoming the Wallabies coach. Okay? Now, that was the rumour. I can confirm that will not be happening. And basically, it's because that Eddie Jones feels disenchanted with Australian rugby and isn't keen to take over the Wallabies when he leaves England in 2023, well, after World Cup. So the theory was that he'd do this because he is an Australian and after the trader comments and whatnot, but he's gone out there and said absolutely not interested in that. He's actually more interested in becoming a director of rugby in the USA, and he's even more interested in going back to the Japanese rugby league as well. I don't think Eddie Jones will retire per se, but no. I think this will be his last main coaching role.
Yes, I agree. Unless he goes back to sort of a USA team.
I think he'll just be an advisor. He'll do a Graham Henry and become an advisor for
different teams.
I think this is the next thing that's going to happen in rugby.
Bring him to the Blues.
Which is basically, you can see it's kind of in South Africa. You're seeing it now in New Zealand.
What about the Highlanders? Bring him to the Highlanders. He'd be loved down there.
He would, but they love anyone, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Anyone that gets stuck in, they love. Yeah. But I think this is going to happen. So we're going to see a head coach. We're going to see someone above them that they can bounce ideas off, almost like an advisor role. And I think that he'll be taking one of those roles.
I don't like that role.
No, neither do I. I think it's just rubbish.
It's a waste of time.
It is, and a waste of money.
Yeah,
mate. It's time for the results.
We don't have any.
No.
What caught your eye?
What caught my eye? So people talk about concussions. We know about this group of players who are taking the RFU to court. And it's going to go to court is basically what I'm trying to say. More and more players are coming out, joining this group. It's not going to be pretty. But what is interesting to hear is, from my understanding, what they're really pushing for is not financial aid for them. It's actually financial aid for all rugby players to get access to good testing once they've finished rugby.
Right, okay.
So if you've played rugby, they want you to be looked after and be able to pay, not have to pay for these very expensive tests to find out whether or not you have some of these brain disorders. So I'm sure they will get some money each and whatnot, but I think the driving force for them is to try and make sure that in the future this doesn't happen to others, which I think is a really good thing. And my other things here, and these are kind of like, these are talking points, mate. But how stupid is rugby at the moment? We've got Fozzie Stays.
Yeah.
We've got Dave Reedy under pressure, apparently, who's done a great job with Australia. You think about how he took them over and where they were, to the fact that they should have probably beaten England in a three test match series. It's all about World Cups. No one seems to care about in between.
No.
Tier one is an absolute load of rubbish. There's like tier one and Italy are in there and they get beaten by Romania.
Georgia
even. I mean, it's just everything's a joke. You know, Japan aren't tier one, you know.
Even though they've been in the top 10 for a very long time. Yeah,
you know, it's just stupid. We've got no one can get together and agree on an IPL type competition. That needs to happen so that there's more money.
I think England, the Europe or the European countries are always the one that don't want to do that sort of thing.
Fly in the ointment. Yep. Old boys network.
Yep.
It's all, just look after number one.
Yeah, exactly.
Oz talk about leaving the Super Rugby Pacific competition. The AB sign with Silver Lake, which goes, they're the only ones that haven't signed with CVC, I think, or something along those lines. So that means that now I'm sure CVC will have more power. They'll decide their own future and we won't be part of that. And the big one is
that all about money, isn't it?
New Zealand has finally worked out that maybe South Africa leaving the Super Rugby competition wasn't a good idea. And now they're about to say sorry. Sorry, South Africa.
They shouldn't say sorry.
Well, they basically are. They're saying we've got it wrong and actually we want more games with you. I mean, how pathetic. How pathetic are we?
Yeah, but it can't just be on New Zealand's shoulders that.
It pretty much is on New Zealand's shoulders.
Yeah, but South Africa, they're the ones that left.
They didn't leave, mate. They were pushed out. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that South Africa didn't play their own part.
Well, there you go.
They were having
sneaky. Stop putting it on New Zealand rugby then.
They were having sneaky conversations in and around the back. Yeah, right? They were the bike sheds, right, where you've spent a bit of time in your past. But New Zealand were the ones that went, right, we've had enough. You're out.
I'm not surprised either. Well, if we were in that situation, we probably would have done the same. I bet you, there and then we would have done the same. Because if you've got someone talking behind your back, trying to get in somewhere else, we would have been like, right, if you don't want it, go. 100%.
Fine, 100%, I agree with that, but then lie in your bed.
Yes, I agree. Don't say sorry.
Don't be going,
I totally agree with
you. Can we have a few more competitions with you?
I agree.
Bloody hell, that's something quite amazing, isn't it?
Listeners, questions.
Do you want to go?
I don't have a question for you right now. I need to think of one.
Do you want to do the listeners, though?
With the ABs, excuse me, in disarray, can you see them bouncing back against South Africa, or will it be another two games loss? I don't see where this two games loss is coming from.
Well, they're playing in South Africa twice.
Yes.
So will they lose?
Yeah, no, I get that. Sorry. Will it be another, though?
Yeah, well, yeah, they lost to South Africa. They lost to Ireland twice, didn't they?
Right, okay, getcha. I just thought it was against South Africa again. Also, if you were the South Africa head coach, what would you be telling your team to ensure a winning match? So the two matches.
Do you want to start with, do you think the All Blacks will bounce back or not?
They have to.
But do you think they will?
Yes. They have to.
They do have to, you're right. But I'm not sure they will.
I think they will.
What gives you that confidence?
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
They didn't... As in, they played poorly, but they sort of stayed in the games against Ireland.
Yeah.
So the players themselves know how they can play. They have to. If they don't, it should also go back onto the players too.
Yeah, okay. I can't see it. I mean, don't get me wrong, I really hope the ABs win. I really hope they do. I really hope that the ABs will turn it round.
But
the
South players Africa didn't play that well.
No, but trust me on this. What South Africa, well, this is what I think South Africa
That's what I don't get. You know, Wales aren't great.
I understand that, right? But Wales...
And they won 2-1.
Yes. But Wales and South Africa are very similar. So it's kind of like...
I don't care.
It's like they're a real good match. It's a bit like, I guess...
New Zealand and Ireland.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, so if I was the South African head coach, all I'd be saying to my boys would be this. Rolling more, rolling more, rolling more. 100%. I'd say, listen, all we want to do is pin them down in their half, make them run it out, and they won't. The All Blacks won't. They'll kick it back to us. And we'll win
and
the high ball.
And our kicking game's not good enough. South Africa's is great.
And we'll grind it out, and we'll get a penalty, and we'll kick down to the corner, and we'll rolling more them over. Or we'll take points, right? Happy days.
Anything, if there's a line out within the All Blacks 22, with South Africa having the ball,
we'll strike.
Maul.
Yeah. No fast balls, so just get up quick, attack the breakdown, and limit their chances. And really, you've got no issue with... beat New Zealand. I also think they are the only team that I've seen that really use the 50-22 effectively. So they are the only team that I really notice who try and use that.
And actually use it
so
to their advantage.
So you think they go 50-22, rolling ball, try.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
You know what I mean? I just don't think it's going to be pretty. That's all I've got to say. I think New Zealand could lose the two, and they might be close because that's the way South Africa play, but it could be just brutal. It's physicality, tick, South Africa.
Yes.
It's scrum and line out, tick, South Africa. It's a breakdown, tick, South Africa.
Kicking.
It's kicking, tick, and high ball control, tick, South Africa.
Okay.
It's going to take.
My
it's going
to
take Beauden Barrett, or it's going to take Sivu Reese. It's going to take. Someone like that.
Will
to,
Jordan.
To those moments of magic for us to beat them.
Okay, my question to you is, what is going to be the standings?
The world standings.
No. Why is my pen not working?
Oh, there's the rugby championship standings at the end. Who's going to come where?
My pen's not working. Oh, your pen is working. Why is my pen not working?
Run out of battery, mate.
Do you reckon? Anyway. Number one, number two, number three, or number four?
My lie is you're having to write this down. Are you going?
I've got better things to think about.
What you're going to you're going to then bring this back up in future podcasts?
Yes.
That okay.
That's why I'm writing it down. Who's going to win it?
I'm going to say South Africa win.
Who's going to get second?
New Zealand, Australia, and Argentina. Okay, that's my pick.
That's your pick.
Who do you think's going to win?
I'm going to do it in a different colour. Pink. It's nice. I think New Zealand will win. I think Australia will get second.
Oh, really?
South Africa third. And then Argentina. See ya.
Wow.
But I think it'll be equal. Second equal.
Between South Africa and Australia?
Yep.
Okay.
And it'll be on like points difference.
All right. So maybe second equal then, will it?
No, but points wise, I mean.
okay.
Right, we've got the end of the show.
No,
oh, no,
you should be you,
yeah,
man.
But it'll be rubbish, won't it? It's an essay. You've been reading.
Well,
been talking to Razzle Dazzle too much.
Would you be happy to lose every game until the World Cup, then lose the first game against France, but go on to win the Webb Ellis Cup or win every game until the final?
Who do I lose to in the final?
France. Good question.
That's a great question. I really like the losing every game until game two of the Rugby World Cup. I think it's a great, great comeback story. Oh, New Zealand falling off the face of the earth. Win the World Cup. Who do we win? Who do we beat in the final?
France.
England?
France.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like that one.
Oh, you are village.
Why?
You are basically like all the other coaches in the world that devalue the top. For me, it has to be win every game but losing the final to France, because we'll give the All Blacks some respectability. It is too much of a price to pay. This could be Australia. I think, okay, if you're another team in the world, if you're another team, if you're Argentina.
This is your question to me. Let me answer it. Okay. So the reason why I wouldn't mind is that...
You know what? If you're Argentina... I was waiting for you to go, oh, sorry, it's right.
Because I don't think they'll get rid of Fozzie.
I was trying to get you to swear.
Oh, yeah, real good.
That would be a good story.
Fozzie, okay, isn't going to leave. He's not going to leave until after the World Cup.
Right.
He will go into a different role. He'll go into a coaching role, but they're going to bring other people around him. So then the All Blacks don't have to pay him to get out. Okay? So that will, if the All Blacks turn around and start winning, he's going to stay on. If they lose all of this, then he's going to be like, well, he's going to go. And then the people that are brought in around him are going to win the World Cup. So then it's an easy sort of way to push him out.
So you know what? That's a different story. Okay, so if we lost every game between now and the World Cup,
yeah,
and there's this like, we can't go without Fozzie, and then you get a new coach in, and then he goes on to win. That is a really good story.
Yeah.
How someone can make those changes so quickly. But for me, it's too much of a price to pay. You know, if you're another team, maybe in Argentina.
Why are you answering my question?
Or a Japan. Maybe that's worth it to win the World Cup. You never won it before, but not if you're in the All Blacks. Not devaluing the badge.
No.
Not Australia. No one would want to do that. Lose every game, but win the World Cup final. Just too much of a price to pay. You've devalued your badge too much. Maybe Scotland. That badge is pretty devalued.
It's a thistle.
Right, mate, it's time for the quiz questions.
Yes, they are.
I'm going to get my little correct up. Let's just have a little listen. And the one for you. There we go.
All right.
I've actually got these are very, very simple questions for you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go first.
Okay.
First one. Can you tell me the standings of last year's rugby championship?
New Zealand won.
Okay. Who got second?
Now, it was really tight, actually, on this, but I think Australia got second.
Correct.
Now, I'm unsure about that. Argentina beat us. I think Argentina didn't. So, I think it might have been drawn. The last two might have been drawn.
You're wrong.
Right, so I'm going to say...
No. You were wrong, yeah. Oh. So I'll go through the standings. Argentina didn't beat us. South Africa beat us in the last game.
Argentina beat us?
No. Not in the Rugby Championship last year.
Oh.
I think it was the first one back where we got hammered.
Okay.
But we were on 25, 18 for Australia, 15 for South Africa, and 0 for...
Argentina.
So if I go back to 2020, yeah, we lost. Pretty sure we lost twice, didn't we?
Mm.
Anyway.
All right, mate. My question to you. So I kind of won that. I got the top two. That all already counts.
Yeah, I'll give you a point for that.
Right. So we're looking at higher or lower.
Yeah.
We have got Michael Hooper, the captain of Australia, Sam Kane, the captain of New Zealand, and Siya Kolisi, captain of South Africa. Okay. But my question to you is, Michael Hooper is the top test match appearances, 121. Sam Kane has 80 appearances for New Zealand. Does Siya Kolisi have higher or lower than Sam Kane?
Lower.
100%?
Well, I think.
You're right, 65. All right, so well done.
Thank you.
My first question done. It's 1-0.
Okay. Australia, in last year's competition, scored 19 tries.
Oh, right. Okay, go on.
South Africa scored 12. Argentina scored 5.
Yeah.
New Zealand scored more, okay? But was it more than 30 tries or less than 30 tries?
So what were Australia on?
I've already told you.
Yeah, you have to do it again.
19.
More than 30 or less than 30 in the rugby championship?
Yes.
You know, I can't really remember the rugby championship that well.
No, neither can I.
I'm going to say less than 30.
Correct. 28.
28. Right.
So, 11, no, sorry, 9 more. 9 more tries. It's pretty good.
Okay. We've got fly halves.
Yep.
We've got Pollard. We've got Barrett, and we've got Cooper. Barrett has 104 test match appearances for New Zealand. Quade Cooper has 75. Is Hontrad Pollard... Is Pollard higher or lower than Cooper?
How many did Cooper have?
75. Oh, I've already mentioned this before.
Oh, you have to. You have to. Higher or lower?
Higher than lower or Cooper?
I think he's higher. He was playing when he was young.
Pollard?
Yeah.
You think higher?
I think higher.
100%?
I don't know. But I think higher.
You're wrong.
Okay.
63.
Oh, only 63?
Only 63.
Wow.
I think he's been injured. He didn't play a lot over the last year or two.
Yeah.
So, question though, another bonus one.
I've got a bonus one for you as well.
All right, well, I've won, so there we go. Do you do your bonus one then?
Okay.
But this kind of relates. This kind of relates. So I'll do mine now.
Okay.
I'll do mine now. Quade Cooper, 75 matches for Australia, 208 points. All right? Beauden Barrett, 104 matches, 708 points. Hontrad Pollard, again, I've absolutely murdered that, 63 matches. How many points do you think that he has equated in that time?
600.
Wow, 640. So he's getting literally 10 points a match.
Yeah.
Compared to Beauden Barrett. Now, argue Beauden Barrett has been kicking recently. Maybe
he can't kick.
He can't kick. Right, your bonus question to me.
Argentina, 6 yellow cards. South Africa, 5. Australia, 4. Where do you think New Zealand slot in? Are they higher than South Africa or lower? So 5. South Africa, 5.
I would say higher.
Okay. You're wrong. They only got one.
Really?
Yep.
We've made up it in recent times.
Which is, I was going to say, yeah, we're catching up. Jeepers. They only got one yellow card.
Wow. They got 5 reds, but one.
This is true. There is no red card. Funny.
Mate, what can people do to help us?
They can like, they can share, they can subscribe, 5-star review. Obviously, we don't take any more.
Yeah.
We bully people out of them.
If you've got nothing good to say, don't say it at all.
But
pay Patreon.
But we've also got Patreon.
We do, yes. So links below. Really appreciate that.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. And if you do, then you sponsor our breaking news.
You do. You do. And also, we're working towards getting on YouTube, like, properly.
Yes. And I'll be twerking and my speedos, so...
What was that sound, sir?
Don't you worry, Damo. Don't you worry.
All right, sir. As always, it's an absolute pleasure doing the show with you,
definitely,
sir.
Definitely. Until next time.
Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.